Hey there, powerful soul. Welcome to Volume 2 of the Grow Through It podcast. I'm your host, Cassandra Austin McDonald. Here on the Grow Through It podcast, I share personal stories and the stories of others as we are growing through the journey of creating the life, love, and legacy of our dreams our way. Tune in as you may feel inspired to evolve into the best version of yourself. Hey there, powerful soul. Welcome back to another episode here on the Grow Through It podcast. I'm your host, Cassandra Austin McDonald, and it is quite possible you may be listening to the last episode of the Grow Through It podcast. Before I go into that, I first want to talk about what the title of, or the topic rather, of this episode is. And what's been alive for me in this season that I want to bring forward is about your relationship with your own energy and how you may be in a season where it's time to reclaim your energy. And so we're going to have a conversation about that and about the little Easter egg that I dropped, as they say. I don't even know where that came from, the whole Easter egg analogy. But anyway, I digress. When I feel into this podcast, I started this podcast in 2018. I was so nervous to share my voice and to share more of myself. And I have been very real, raw, vulnerable, and transparent on this podcast. I have shared all the things from womanhood to relationships to business and leadership and entrepreneurship. There have been some interviews sprinkled along the way. And I have noticed recently that there has been a shift in what I desire to talk about and what I desire to share and with whom. And initially, I started changing what I was talking about on my platforms, and I'm continuing to adjust and readjust and refine my message and my content according to the mission that God has given me. But my podcast dropped in my spirit, and I was talking with someone that I worked with years ago, and she was sharing with me that she is completely revamping her podcast and redoing all of her episodes, the ones that feel aligned to do it. And I have this internal hit, like, oh my gosh, that's it. That's it. And so I'm kind of going to be behind the scenes with her process a little bit to learn about what does this look like for her to revamp, relaunch her podcast, but in a much more aligned way with her new brand and her message and the people that it's meant for. And get some insights on, is that something that I feel is aligned for me to do or not? Part of the reason is, for one, I'm clearly not who I was when I started this podcast. We would hope not, right? Like, it was called Grow Through It, and I have grown tremendously, and I hope you have grown with me. I've grown as a woman, as a lover, as a mother, as a leader, as an entrepreneur, as a businesswoman. Oh my goodness, have I grown. And I have grown through some growing pains alongside that. And as you can tell, we had the volume one, and then I shifted into volume two. And I was feeling that there needs to be a shift for volume three, but I just couldn't, my energy couldn't get behind it. And now I understand why. And I am in this space within my own entrepreneurial journey and leadership of really making a stand for who I know I'm meant to work with. And For some, they may feel left behind and left out, and I understand. However, I am way more advanced than I ever gave myself credit for. And the type of people who benefit best and most from what I offer are usually at a level that most society is not at. You know, they're multiple six, seven plus figure earners. Most of them are partnered, and some mothers, most of them entrepreneurs, business owners, and they're looking to deepen their feminine embodiment so that they can be a better woman, lover, and leader. And with that, that supports them to amplify their feminine magnetism, their potential, their power, their voice even more in their life, in their love, in their leadership. And there's a certain type of person who benefits from that. And there are people that if you're just not there yet, that's okay. But it's not going to serve me to keep speaking to people who are not ready for what I have to offer. It's actually a major disservice for myself. And I can't be a martyr in this. I can't self-sacrifice to try to drag people along and show people how to self-actualize and how to transcend traumas and how to be more of themselves. It's going to be a waste of my energy. Because there's only certain types of people in the world who feel that internal nudge within that they are meant for more, and they know it, and they're willing to do whatever it takes to position themselves, to be in the right spaces, places, and rooms, to acquire whatever information, knowledge, resources, to continue along their self-actualization journey. And I have been one of those people. I started this journey as a single mom. I used to save my tax refund checks just so I can invest in myself. I was that serious. And so while everybody was going on shopping sprees and vacations and buying new cars, I was stacking my money to invest in my vision and in my dream and in my healing and in my personal growth and development. And I realized that I spent a lot of my journey of business and entrepreneurship trying to save people, trying to help people who didn't want to help themselves, trying to drag people along. And I'm unavailable for that now. I'm just completely unavailable for that. I only want to work with certain types of people. And it's a better use of my energy. It's a better use of my skill set, of my gifts, of my talents. And it's a better way for the person on the receiving end of my gifts, skills, and talents to receive optimal support for their transformation and evolution and growth. And so I had a conversation about 2 months ago with my Sifu, my Qigong Sifu, where he started asking me, where are you leaking energy? And it was a moment of clarity for me because I had not been asked that question in a long time. And because I've been working with him for a few years as a practitioner, he knows me quite well and he knows what I'm capable of. And he knew that she's not performing at her peak. Why? Where are you leaking energy? High performance is definitely an angle inside of the work that I do. I have been a high performer all my life. I was a first chair clarinet. I was a Division I track and field athlete. I was in AP honors classes in school. I graduated college, my bachelor's with honors. I have always been a high performer. I have always been highly competitive also. And not against other people, but myself. I always was looking to raise the bar and be better and better and better. And my Sifu knows this about me. He knows that I am a high performer. And so when my performance is not matching who I am, we have to start looking at why. Where are you leaking energy? And one of the ways I was leaking energy was in my business. And I've had to look at that and really do some deep inner work and ask myself, why are you not taking a stand for who you know you're meant to work with? And what came through for me was this fear of leaving people behind. And most of my life, that has been the case. Every time I have ascended to a new level in any area of life, there was always this moment of grief because people got left behind. And it wasn't because I left them behind. And that was the realization I had. They chose to stay where they were. They didn't want to grow with me. They chose to remain where they were, and it hurt, and I had to grieve it. However, I can't hold myself back to make other people feel better about themselves. And so there's been intermittent times in my journey where I would self-sabotage a little bit and I'd hold myself back a little bit because I wanted the people that I loved, that I cared for, even including my community, to rise, to level up. And it gets to this point where I feel internally that I'm now not living up to my own potential, and that does not feel good. And then I have to ask myself, well, what are you going to do about it? And I decide to be a light. I decide to be an inspiration for what's possible. I decide to stay true to myself. God did not place me on this planet to be mediocre, to be average, or to sound like, look like, be like, do like, have like anyone else. I have always been an enigma. I have always been the type of person that marched to the beat of her own drum and was ahead of my time, was a trailblazer. And anytime I disconnect from that knowing, a lot of times it's because I am slowing myself down, waiting for people to catch up. And that's a disservice to both myself and those I'm slowing down for. And so in this season, I have decided that it's time to reevaluate everything. And my Sifu and I had conversations beyond business. We talked about everything, people, relationships. Who do you need to release and let go of? Where is this energy being leaked to? Where is your chi? Chi in Chinese means energy. Where is your energy being leaked? And so I have been spending the last 2 months reclaiming my energy, and the shift is profound. I'm noticing a shift within myself. I'm noticing a shift with my connection with God and how clearly, crystal clearly, I hear from Holy Spirit daily. I'm noticing a shift in my marriage. I'm noticing a shift in relationships where there were people who got comfortable with who I used to be. And I have become even more assertive. I have become even more confident. I have become even more direct. I have become even more powerful, potent, and magnetic. And they don't know how to handle it. And I have had to really stand on my sacred standards unapologetically. For those of you who came to the Sacred Standards Masterclass that I hosted last week, I got a lot of amazing feedback about how powerful it was. And I'll post a link here in the show notes and you can access it for only $77. It's about 90 minutes, but it was really powerful. And it was a conversation about, where are you dropping your standards? And where do you need to level your standards up? Because listen, we have one of these things called life. We don't get a do-over. And I'm very clear about that. I have experienced loss most of my life. The first loss I experienced was when I was quite young. The first funeral I remember going to, I was probably 4, was my great-grandmother, Jessie, my dad's grandmother. I remember, And then from there was more grandparents and uncles, and my entire childhood family was passing away. And then when I was 19, my childhood best friend got murdered. I have experienced loss all my life. I have a very heightened awareness about how sensitive time is on this planet. And because I have that awareness, I get to this point within my journey where I'm like, enough is enough. I'm not going to keep playing small, dimming my light, hiding, shrinking to appease people who are playing small in their lives and to make them feel better about themselves and how they're playing small. I'm done with that. And part of my wiring, if you will, is I'm wired for both connection and excellence. I deeply, deeply care about the people I care about, and I deeply care about self-actualization and my personal power and potential. And so for me throughout my life, I have had this war between my head and my heart, if you will, where I've had to walk with the duality of my heart while walking with the duality of my spirit knows I came here to do something big. And when I know I'm not doing it, it eats me alive. And that has been part of the journey of my own awakening and my own evolution and growth, was realizing that if that means I have to leave everyone behind, per se, just to be all of who God created me to be, so be it. And I pray that we reconnect in the future. If that means that I have to be misunderstood, judged, criticized, talked about, so be it. And I hope one day they understand. If that means that I have to be accused of things and talked about and blamed and accusations, so be it. And I hope one day they understand. But I did not come here in this lifetime to not experience everything God has for me in this lifetime. Everything. And so with that being said, I have been spending the last couple months reclaiming my energy and looking at everything. People, connections, business, what I'm doing, everything, dissecting it, studying it, asking myself, is this in alignment? Yes or no? If it's a no, get rid of it now. No second guessing, no doubting yourself, full self-trust, full surrender, fully standing on my sacred standards, move forward. That is the space I've been in. And because I'm in that space, I'm now looking at what needs to change in my business, what needs to change in my messaging, what needs to change in my work. Because I have so much inside of me that I haven't even shared yet, because the people that I was continuing to attract to my work, I could tell weren't ready for it. Inside of my work, I've developed these frameworks. And a couple of frameworks that I have developed are, one is the four stages of love, and the other is the four phases of identity consciousness. I have not even brought that work forward yet and talked about it and taught it, because my spirit is like, no, not yet. Because the people who need to hear this, we need to attract them. And the people who are not ready, they are going to misunderstand this information, because a lot of people want to skip steps. We live in a microwave society where people want to skip the inner work. There's a lot of people who want to skip trauma work and go straight into spirituality work. There's a lot of people who want to skip unconscious rewiring work and go straight into hustle mode. And so because I am aware of this, I've been doing this work for so many years, I am aware of human behavior and patterns. Pattern recognition is one of my gifts. And I'm so aware of it to where I am not going to be irresponsible with the teachings and the frameworks God has gifted me and share it, knowing how people are, until God tells me the green light and to go. And so I haven't even shared fully all of my frameworks. I have developed the most world-class, powerful teachings behind the scenes that is going to change the game in womanhood. Women who are wanting to self-actualize in their life, in their relationships, in their business and leadership. And it's almost like in our faith, right? In spirituality, where some people need milk and some people are ready for meat. I have meat, but I'm not going to give it to people who are still sucking on the boob because they need milk. There is a process of ascension someone must grow through to be able to integrate and embody this information in a way where it will actually serve you and support you best rather than become another tool to bypass. And I'm unavailable for that. I'm unavailable for being the reason people bypass. And although I can't take responsibility for what you do, because people gonna do what they're gonna do regardless. However, I'm just sharing what God has told me to be patient on. And so during this time of reclamation of my own energy, I have been looking at everything, life, relationships, business, leadership, and I feel a revamping coming. And I also am looking at how do I want to revamp my work and what do I want to stand for and what do I want to put out there that's in alignment with this new iteration of my identity. God has gifted me a new mission. I will share that in divine timing. And when it's time, you know, that may mean a new podcast where it's up-leveled conversations, it's up-leveled guests. Everything's up-leveled. And so I am spending sacred time with Creator for clarity, for divine guidance, to be led so that I am moving in alignment in my soul's mission and calling. Because I believe my business is my ministry in the marketplace. You know, a lot of people have different callings. Some people are called to be preachers. Some people are called to, you know, do things out in the community. And although I know that philanthropy and community service, you know, I'll return to that one day, that's going to be a huge part of my work. At this time, I believe God has called my business to be ministry in the marketplace. And so I feel a new level of responsibility with that, which means I need energy to lead that. I need energy to lead this mission. I need energy to continue to take care of myself and have optimal vitality, well-being, mental health, clarity, physical fitness. I need energy to be the magnetic, sexy, beautiful wife that my husband married. I need energy to be the compassionate mother that I am. I need energy to be the present friend that I am. I need energy, and you need energy. Gone are the days of giving your energy away. Those days are over. And so I have an opportunity to extend for you. Beginning Tuesday, April 9th, I will be hosting a 4-week activator called The Experiment. Reclaim your energy for next level love and abundance. This is only for the modern day high achiever who is ready to come home to yourself, reconnect with your feminine essence so that you're loving and leading better, amplifying your magnetism, your power, your potential, and your voice, and taking your life, your relationship, your leadership, or your business to the next level. If you feel like this is not for you, that's okay. I know who this is for. And so I'll share a link inside of the show notes. And if you would like to have a special discount code, I have a 44% off discount code for this, because the price has already increased from the time I announced this from the early bird. And so if you would like access to that discount code, if you are on my email list, I will share the discount code on my email list. And if you're not on my email list, you can email me at ca@CassandraAustin.com, Cassandra spelled with one S, and we will provide you with that special coupon code so that you can save 44% off of this. That is my gift to you and my incentive to you to come join the room. This is a group experience, 4 weeks with me. Every Tuesday, we will have a live call, which will be a combination of teaching, a bit of somatic, and a bit of space for Q&A. And you're going to reclaim your energy. I have powerful, potent teachings I'm going to bring forward about ways that you may be leaking your energy, ways you may have never even heard of or considered. Teachings I have never even brought forward. I have a whole bunch of teachings I've never brought forward, and I'm ready. I'm bubbling to bring them forward. And I'm ready to bring them forward. So we're gonna kick this masterclass off, or not this masterclass, this 4-week activator off on Tuesday, April 9th. And if you join the activator experience by April 9th, I will gift you the Sacred Standards Masterclass, my gift to you, so that you can have access to that, because it was a really, really powerful, potent teaching that will shift you. I have received so many private messages on Facebook from people who took it about how it shifted them. It was just what they needed. Women are shifting in their lives. They're shifting in their relationship. They're shifting in their careers. They're shifting in their businesses. And that was the conversation they needed to hear to activate them to move both internally and in the physical realm. And so if that's you, I'll leave a link to access both individually, but if you know you want both, then join the experiment and I'll give you Sacred Standards access, my gift to you. So I will share with my community either way what's going to happen with this podcast. It has been a pleasure sharing my journey. These last several years, I feel I shared a lot of my heart and my soul and trauma healing and inner work. And I'm in a different season of my life now. I'm in a totally different season of my life. And for those who have been riding with me, you know, up until this point, I'm so grateful for you. And I hope that you will continue to grow with me. And if you feel like our journey is complete here, I totally understand. But I haven't even scratched the surface of my own potential. And I feel that if anything, this was just a foundation for what God has for me. And I will be standing on this as the foundation as I continue to evolve into the woman of God that God created me to be, so that I can serve humanity, fulfill my mission and calling, and self-actualize during my time on this planet. And I hope that you get to have that experience for yourself too. Thank you for being here. I love you. I will see you either inside my email community, or if I decide to stay on these internet streets, online. And we'll chat soon. Okay? Take care now. Thank you for listening to this episode. Please make sure to subscribe, like, share, and leave your review for the podcast. To learn more, go to www.cassandraaustin.com.